Good morning, Taiwan. Next time I tell you to sit down, don't sit down. I always do that. 下次我叫你坐下来，请不要坐。每一次都忘记，要讲完就下去就说请坐。对不起。This morning, the songs we sang kept referring to crossing the river. 今天早上有两首诗歌都讲到我们过那条河。So the Bible refers to the river as crossing from one life to the other. 它圣经里面提醒我们过那个河的意思是从这个生命直到去永恒里面。So I remember a very interesting verse in Ecclesiastes. 我记得在传道书里面有一个很特别的经文。It says, it is better to be at a funeral than at a party. 他说去一个丧礼好过去一个生日的或者一个 party。那即使这样讲是不是非常的负面 Does that sound very negative that we should be thinking about death all the time? 是不是非常的负面我们只是想到死亡其实圣经的意思说我们如果没有想到死亡我们今天活的也是不是有方向的 Actually what the Bible is reminding us of is if we only think of life but not of the life to come or the death we will all face, we will not live right.所以虽然讲的这些话好像负面其实是很有意思 So even though the words seem negative, it's full of meaning. Just now when we read the Bible, you will see something surprising too. 刚才你们在读那个经文的时候也看见一个很惊讶的一句话 Every Christmas, we will talk about the Prince of Peace. 每一个圣诞节都提到那个和平之君 right? Prince of Peace.但是主耶稣讲那句话 but the words that Jesus spoke are very interesting. But Jesus says, I didn't come to bring peace. I bring a sword. So today I'd like to talk more about what it means that he's bringing a sword. 所以今天我们要思想的是到底主耶稣讲的这个有含蓄什么要教导我们的。那常常在圣诞节之前或者圣诞节的圣诞卡都会说 Peace be with you.We always see these words around Christmas, peace be with you. 愿你们平安。This is how Jesus often greeted someone when he first sees them. 主耶稣每一次看见人都会讲这句话。Or he will say, fear not, 或者他会说不要惧怕。But we Chinese, what do we say when we first see each other? What do we say? 我们中国人见面的时候头一句话是说什么？哈哈 yes.真的是不是有看我的 OK So we Chinese when we see each other We always say Have you eaten yet? 吃饱了没有我们头一句话没有说平安啊不要怕最重要是吃饭对不对而且不只是说吃有没有吃说吃饱了没有 So not only did you eat But are you stuffed? did you get stuffed? 吃饱了没有 So but Jesus says Don't let your hearts be troubled但是主耶稣讲的这个讲到我们心里面的需要不是我们身体的需要 It says don't let your hearts be troubled trust in God also trust in me 所以主耶稣讲的话是关于我们里面的需要不只是我们肉体的需要、right? It is our internal peace that gives us mental and emotional strength 在里面的平安才会给我们有精神的跟我们的情绪的能够强壮 It is a personal peace that is based on a person not on a situation 这个是一个自己能够得到的平安不是靠事情或者情形但是靠一个人那个人就是主耶稣 The person that we rely on for peace is Jesus ChristPeter tells us peace is with those who are in Christ. 彼得在这个彼得书里面也是有这样说。He says, greet each other with Christian love. Peace be with all of you who are in Christ. 所以在耶稣基督里面就是我们有接近主耶稣基督才能够得到里面的平安。Otherwise, we will depend on what we see for our peace. 要不然我们会比较靠所看见的来给我们平安。It's very natural because we have eyes. 非常的正常，我们是靠我们的眼睛来走路，眼睛来活，所以我们看见环境的时候也会受很大的影响。我们的平安很快，随时随刻都好像不见了。Our peace is often lost in a split second when we see what's going on around us. In Christ means knowing who Christ is. 在耶稣基督里面就是你真正的明白他是谁。In Christ means having a close friendship with him. 在基督里面就是真正的你能够说我跟主耶稣是有一个关系的，他是我的朋友。虽然不是一个不尊重的朋友，是一个很神圣的，但是还是一个朋友。So being in Christ means that we have a friendship and relationship with someone who is alive. It's not just something we know, but a feeling we also have. 不只是知道。So having a relationship with Jesus is the same as having a relationship with anyone else on earth. 有一个真正的关系跟主耶稣是跟我们跟别人的关系一模一样的。It takes time to have a relationship. 你需要时间才能够建立这个关系。If you don't spend time in the Bible with Jesus Christ, you will not have a relationship. 如果你只是靠听的或者看见的，有时候看看圣经呢，你根本不会有真正的一个关系跟主耶稣。你需要有安静的时间，看他的话，听他的话，他才会对你说话。It really takes patience and time in order to have that relationship. Relationships never happen overnight. 一个关系从来不是过一晚就会得到的。So we need to spend time in the Word and understand. 所以我们需要知道这个时间之后呢，才能够真正的跟主有关系。启示录里面第一章十七节 ,Revelation 1:17. From the very beginning until the very end, Jesus is saying, do not be afraid.从开始到最后一本书都讲同样的话 Don't be afraid 不要惧怕为什么我们很多的惧怕有时候惧怕我们都不知道我们在惧怕什么只是有一个不平安的心 We have so many fears Sometimes we are not in touch with the fears we have And we do things based on that fear 很多的决定很多的态度很多的语言都是因为我们有这个惧怕在里面没有平安所讲所做的呢都是从那个惧怕出来的但是我们以为是别的原因其实最深刻的就是那个惧怕 The biggest motivation for our works if we don't have peace would be our fear 真的那个惧怕会 drive 我们去做了很多不同样的决定不好的决定不好的语言出来 That fear makes us do things that we regret我们有那个惧怕常常做的是愤怒或者讲不对的或者担心的都会后悔的之后因为那个惧怕所以主耶稣除了讲平安就说不要惧怕同样的意思 So what God says to us is the same Having peace is the same as having no fear 没有惧怕就是有平安而且他说 I am the first and the last 这个很重要 First and last 我是头一个也是最后就是他完全与我们同在从开始我们还不认识他他已经存在到我们死了之后还是同在 This first and last is supposed to grant us that peace to know that he's never left us 知道他从来没有离开我们我们的惧怕是因为我们不感觉到他在我们身边忘记了有神就有这个惧怕所以这个经文等一下我们看主耶稣说的非常有意思 So as we look at the verses that come up They are filled with so much meaning and encouragement If we understand them correctly 如果我们真的明白神的意思他讲那些话非常有很深刻的真理跟帮助我们的、圣诞节最多用的就是路加福音Luke 2:14 is the most well-known verse at Christmas time. Even non-Christians can say this. 非基督徒都知道这个。Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. 这个是旧的版本。New King James and King James says goodwill to men. 这个旧的版本没有说最后那个重要的，但是中文的有。另外的比较新的版本怎么说？Peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. 这个中文有，所以不是说随便谁要就得到这个平安，神喜悦的。我们以后再说哪一些人是神喜悦的，听他的话的，相信他的。如果神不喜悦，你可以求，你不会得到那个平安。We can pray for peace, but unless we are pleasing to God, there is a condition here. But so many Christmas cards leave this out completely.You go look at any Christmas card in the store now, you will not see this down there. 你去看任何的圣诞卡，他们只是放上面的，不会放这一个的。我不知道中文的圣诞卡，因为中文的圣经很明显有，但是英文的就没有。哦，你看多少个卡，大家都要平安。We want peace on earth. Peace on earth and goodwill to all men. That's wrong. That's not what the Bible says. Not to all men. 不是给谁都可以得到的。神要给的人才得到的。神会选择的。我们也是有条件的。Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. 还放路加福音二章十四节，但是呢没有放整个经文。这些也是 peace on earth, goodwill toward all, or 谁都可以。神是没有分辨的。It's as if God has no wisdom in differentiating between good and evil. Everyone is treated the same. That is called universalism.这英文叫做 universalism， 就是神因为是爱的，全部的人都能够去天国的，没有条件的。这个不是爱。Goodwill to all men. So I made my point. 你们知道了，我已经很清楚让你们知道，圣经呢，世界用圣经跟我们看圣经应该不一样的。我们应该更多的了解，更深刻的。所以这个关系是重要。That is why I keep talking about the relationship.We all have a long way to go, myself included. 包括我自己有很长的路在前面，没有人花够时间跟神的。Nobody spends enough time. We need time with Jesus, with God, in order to know the truth. In order to know what he means that I bring the sword, I do not bring peace. 除非你花时间来读神的话，你会有时候他说的话好像莫名其妙。你叫做一个万王之王，一个和平之君，但是你说你不是带平安来，你是带刀来，带那个剑。So we need to know。有一个很年轻的十六岁的学生，十六岁就进去 Harvard。This person went to Harvard when he was 16.His professors said his dissertation was so amazing that they felt only 10 or 12 people in the entire school could understand it. 他们说这个 人写的论文厉害到深刻到呢，全学校在 Harvard 说不定只有十个或者十二个人能够明白他写的是什么。他是一个数学家， he's a mathematician.
But he left Berkeley after only 2 years.
他离开 Berkeley 两年之后。他 很年轻就读完 Harvard， 在很年轻25岁呢就进他去 Berkeley， 25岁就做教授在 Berkeley。 但是他就是一个叫做一个 mad genius， 你们知道他是谁吗？ The Unabomber， He is Ted Kaczynski。 他在25岁就在大学里面做教授，两年之后呢他就离开了那个学校，他就住在一个这样的一个地方 10 feet by 12 feet 十尺跟十二尺就是 120 square feet 很小的一个房间里面，这个就是他的外面，这个是他的里面。他两年之后很年轻的时候毕业了，进去 Harvard， 两年之后就离开 Berkeley， 因为做了教授出来呢，他就做很多炸弹在信封里面寄给那些人，一开呢手就断，鼻子被烧，脸 很残忍的一个人。17年，他们17人都抓不到他。 17 years they couldn't catch him. It took 17 years to catch the Unabomber, but 5 days to find Cesar Sayoc. 这个人现在也是做他同样做的事，但是他们5天就抓到他。他厉害到17年躲在那个山上的这个小房子里面，没有人找到他。最后他的自己的哥哥或者弟弟出卖他，他报告。 So you see, young genius, mugshot, taken to prison.And they say that law enforcement had better tools available now than when Ted Kaczynski was caught in 1996. But Kaczynski was also much more sophisticated than the latest mail bomber. 这个是今年的哈，2018年。所以他们说17年之后他们才抓到他，因为他非常聪明。但是一个人用他的这些聪明来做这些苦毒的事。He used his genius to hurt people because he hated technology.他很恨高科技。他说他要杀人的时候呢，是为什么会要杀人？ He says the reason he gets angry is whenever a plane flies over his cabin, he is shaken by the noise. He wants someone to be dead. He wants to kill people.
He needed peace in his heart.
他说每一次有飞机经过吵到他呢，他就很愤怒呢，他就要做这个炸弹，因为他觉得飞机是代表高科技。
Because he considers that airplanes are high technology, computers and all that. So he wants to destroy technology. He has no peace in his heart.
So, 什么是平安? What is peace? Is peace the absence of war? 是不是平安就是没有打仗的时候就是平安? 或者 the absence of violence, 没有暴力的时候就是平安吗?
That's not the real answer. 平安是在心里面。Peace is not only the absence of war. Peace is not only when there is no violence. Peace is when you have it in your heart, no matter how many planes fly over.
马太福音第十章三十四节，刚才看得很特别哦，好像跟圣经有一点的冲突，对不对？因为以赛亚2700年前已经说，弥赛亚来的时候，我们会称呼他是和平之君。
Isaiah 2,700 years ago said that we are expecting the Messiah and he will be called the Prince of Peace. So why did Jesus say this?
It will help us to know that the word shalom, which is peace in Hebrew, has more meaning than just peace.
我们会知道如果那个犹太人的字 shalom 不只是平安，还有很多不同样的意义在里面。上一次我讲过了。Shalom also means peace, but it means wholeness, 完整，
也是代表恢复。所以犹太人的 Shalom 是说我们是破碎的人，需要被完整。
The real meaning of Shalom is a peace that comes from being made whole, from broken to being unbroken.
从破碎变成不破碎。所以这个就变成
Shalom equals brokenness restored and made whole.
所以每一次主耶稣医病的时候，在老的版本他说
"Go in peace, you have been made whole."
因为一个人破碎的时候就有很多问题，不只是身体破碎，我们的灵魂破碎，我们的心里面破碎，我们有惧怕就是破碎。
Our fear, our brokenness is all inside.Truly, the peace that Jesus brings is not the peace that Christmas cards talk about.
真正的平安主耶稣要带来的不是圣诞卡说的那种平安，那个是没有战争的平安。我们的平安是里面需要，因为我们自己跟自己战争。
The peace we need is the peace inside because we're fighting with ourselves. We're fighting with our families. We're fighting with our co-workers. We're fighting with our children, with our parents.
我们跟许多的人战争，有时候用话，有时候用表情，有时候用我们的态度，很多很多的战争，所以我们真正只是破碎的一个世界。
We are broken, and the peace that Jesus brings is to make us unbroken.
那个平安是主耶稣可以带来给我们的。所以在马太福音第十章第五节，耶稣说如果你们要传福音，人就会逼迫你，因为你爱我，他们就会恨你。
Jesus is very clear. The path that we want to choose as Christians to follow him and to speak for him is to be persecuted.
People don't want to know that kind of peace. 人要的不是那种平安，人要的是那种平安是钱买得到的，用权柄能够控制的，改变世界的那种平安。
The kind of peace that people want is the peace that power can buy with money, with power, to force people to be acquiescent, to force people to listen,
来强迫人能够顺服的那种的平安。但是神给我们的平安是里面停止我们里面跟自己的战争，跟我们弟兄姐妹们的战争。
That's the real peace. So the sword that Jesus brings is not literal. It is a metaphor. It is a metaphorical sword.Because a sword kills, but a sword can also divide.
因为一个剑，一个刀呢，不只是会杀人，也可以切，也可以分开。所以主耶稣真正的意思说，他的刀是来分开，听他的跟不听他的人。
The sword that Jesus brings is separating those who will listen to him and those who will reject him. That's the separation.
那个就是那个分开。所以他说，家人都会吵。因为一个信主的人在家里面，也许跟那个不信主的就有冲突，虽然不应该，
虽然是应该用爱来感动，但是总是信仰不一样，价值观念不一样，就会有冲突。
So the difference in value system, the difference in our faith causes that kind of rupture, that kind of fissure, that kind of brokenness in the family.
所以这个刀呢，不是一个真正的刀，是一个分开的，把善跟恶，把好跟坏，或懂得跟随主耶稣或者不愿意跟的。
So the sword that Jesus is bringing is to tell us there is a price to pay when we follow him.
有一个代价的要跟随他。但是也是有一个祝福的，跟随他的时候会得到平安，不是靠环境的平安。
So the reward though is that inner peace that the outside may not always hurt us, we can still drive through,
还可以经过的。
Jesus did not come to destroy, but to help.
主耶稣来的不是来毁灭，来医治的。但是有时候连开刀的医生都是要用刀才能够医治的，对不对？
Even the surgeon might need a knife to cut off things that are not good for us, to take things away from us. So Jesus does the same.
主耶稣是同样的，他是用刀来把那些不对的把我们挪走，把我们分开，分别为圣。
He wants us to be holy, to be different. That is the entire message today, and to end the message, we will go to Corinthians.
所以现在我们知道主耶稣说的，另外下一半讲到哥林多前书的就很清楚，说我们的态度应该什么。我开始要准备这个的时候，看见那个经文就吸引我，因为我看见那个经文很有趣。
I first started preparing when I looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 7. It says those who are married and have a wife should act as though they don't have a wife.
我说这个教导是错的嘛，有妻子要当成没有妻子，是不是那些先生去可以去找女朋友啊？一有妻子你当成没有，是不是把这个脱掉去酒吧就来找女朋友？
That seems so contraindicative in the Bible, seems to be illogical.
好像圣经为什么会讲这种话，其实很简单嘛，你们看下面的那几句话就知道，神的意思说有，但是当成是暂时的。
All that Jesus is saying is, do not take it as something forever. There is only one thing that is permanent, and that's God's love, that is Jesus.
我们要知道这个哥林多书，保罗写的很清楚，让我们知道神要我们知道的只有他的爱是永远不改变。我们常常唱那首诗歌，但是有没有相信？我们以为爱我们的人永远都爱我们。
We always feel that the one who loves us will always love us.And most of the time, we hope that's true.
我们相信那个是真的。但是有时候因为死亡或者生病，我们都会跟所爱我们的人分开。
Sometimes we are separated by death and illness and other issues. What I really like a lot of times is hear those beautiful songs on the radio, old rock and roll songs.
我很喜欢那些很老的歌，因为他们的音乐我也喜欢，他们的歌词我也喜欢。
I love their lyrics, I love their music.
I considered playing a song for you, but I thought I better not play it in church. 我想把一首歌我很喜欢，因为里面有 saxophone, 我很喜欢 saxophone, 它也是有钢琴。There's a saxophone and a piano, it's Billy Joel.
It's a wonderful song that talks about how just stay the way you are, don't ever change.
那首歌 Billy Joel 说你永远不要改变，我所爱的是你现在这样子。但是他结婚四次。
But he got married 4 times.You know, the love that inspired that song is so beautiful. The music, the words touch your heart.
那个歌，那些字都是摸到你的心。但是那个爱讲得这么全程，但是他结婚四次，什么叫做爱？很暂时的爱，
a very temporary love. So we know that Jesus came and he wants to change us.Change us so that we see things differently.
主耶稣来的要改变我们怎么样看我们的人生，价值观念要改变。
Those who refuse to change, those who reject his teaching,
那些不愿意改变的，不愿意接受他的教导的人呢，就会被分别出来，
will be divided between those who follow and those who do not follow. God loves us unconditionally.But it doesn't mean he has no expectations.
我们知道神的爱是无条件，但是他有没有期望？当然有。他不只是爱，没有条件的爱，爱了你，你来到他的面前还是要改变。
He has expectations for us to change after we come to him. But so many Christians are the same before and after.
我们做基督徒的很多信主之前跟信主之后没有太大的改变，所以很多人说信来做什么。
A lot of non-believers feel that if you are a Christian and there is no noticeable change in your life and your values, not only the way you look but how you think.
很多人就觉得如果你的价值观念没有被改变，不只是外表，外表没有这么重要，里面有没有改变？要不然他们说信来有什么用，只是外面。基督徒穿得整整齐齐来教会，
Christians will dress up well and come to church and be presentable, but God is looking at the inside.
但是神是永远都是看里面。今天我来之前我真的不想带领带，我想穿比较随便，因为我看见 Pastor Ed.
When I see Pastor Ed, he comes casually comfortable. I wish I could be like him.
我希望我可以好像他这样，因为我们中国人是非常传统，我也是很传统，
I'm very traditional. But even at DTS,
当然我是也是很传统，但是在神学院呢，一个礼拜有一天不需要带领带。在神学院里面，他都让我们学生一个礼拜有一天不需要带领带。那个时候我来读神学，在1990年的时候，三更半夜的时候，我看那个表是100度。
When I came to Dallas in 1990, one of the nights I got outside at midnight and the thermometer said 100 degrees. So I thought this is the 90 degrees, 90度. I said I've come to the wrong place. 我说我来错地方。
所以我说神是看外面，也是看里面，但是外面也重要。
I think I want to tell my coworkers that on the last Sunday of the month, we will not wear a tie.
我要跟同工们说，最后的礼拜天，因为最后的礼拜天是什么？福音礼拜天。
The last Sunday, I want to make it more gospel. I want people to feel more comfortable. I want your friends, non-Christians, to come, and we will be more relaxed. It doesn't mean you start dressing in shabby clothes.
是不是？我的意思不说不整齐，但是我们可以有一点不同样，让人家知道基督徒不只是看外面。
So maybe the deacons and everyone else will say, "What are you doing, Mike?"
说不定那些执事们就说你在干什么？没有通过。
I will discuss with them. We will have to do things differently.
我们要一点不同样。为了神的缘故，我们要 flexible. Flexible 我知道怎么讲，是要灵活一点。对。
So we want to be flexible and be able to be, as Paul says, all things to all men.
保罗说的，我要成为不同样的，为不同样的人能够接触。
Anyway, the world compared to heaven is like this home being compared to the Biltmore estate.
主耶稣离开天上来到地上为我们的缘故，我们也应该能够牺牲。你知道刚才看见那个 Unabomber 的那个小屋子是120方尺哦 ，120 square feet.
This is the Biltmore Estate, 在 Carolina,
差不多美国最豪华、最漂亮的。现在是一个 museum, 不是有人住，但是以前是 Biltmore 住的一个有钱人。天堂呢，跟地上的比呢，就是好像刚才那个 Unabomber 的一个120公尺的 120 square feet compared to a multi-billion-dollar home.
天上的荣耀跟地上的差别是这么大。我们怎么样不能够相信主是爱我们的？ How can we not know the sacrifice that God gave for our sake? It's going to be a much greater difference than that, right?
那个差别是比这个大多了，就是天堂跟地上，主耶稣来的缘故是为了改变我们。他说我不是带平安，我也是带那个刀。
He wants to divide us so that we can make a commitment and follow him.
他真正的要我们知道不同样的，我们要做一个决定来跟随的。希望我们从这个经文里面就知道，我们的地上是短暂的。
We have to know that our lives are temporary. This billionaire threw himself in front of a train.
这个很有钱的人，因为他失去了一点钱，他就跳在火车的前面。他是一个德国人。
The news report said that he was worth $10 billion.
新闻报纸说他有100亿美元
$10 billion.
So they say even if he lost 99% of it, he would still have $100 million. 如果他从这边失去了99%，他还是有1亿的美元。这个原因 值得死吗? For losing 99% of it and still having that much, is it worth dying for? That's what he did. 他因为他失去了一点，他没有失去这么多，他就站在火车的前面给他弄死。
He was willing to give up his life just because he was ashamed of losing his money.
主耶稣说,
Jesus said, I have come to set a man against his father, not because he wants to, but because it will happen. A daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies will be right in your own household. If you love your father or your mother more than you love me, you are not worthy of being mine. Or if you love your son or your daughter more than me, you are not worthy of being mine.
主耶稣没有说我们不能爱家庭，不能爱任何的人或者事情，但是他一定要成为第一。
He has to be number one. Everything else follows when he's number one. We feel that he's demanding too much.
我们觉得他要求的是太过于的，但是为我们有好处的。如果你把神放在第一，你别的事情都会很顺境。If
you truly put God first, the rest of your life goes so much smoother. Even when we put God closer to the top, our lives start to improve.
当我们把主耶稣放高一点，我们的生命已经有进步了。你没有感觉过？如果你委身在神的面前，你爱他更多，你的事情、你的态度、你的心情都会进步。Everything
becomes better when you're able to do that, but it's so hard.
非常难，对不对？ 所以为什么主耶稣这样说？因为哥林多书就给我们看见那个重点。
So just now we read in 1 Corinthians 7:29 to 31. What is the reason to remember that this world in its present form is passing away?
这个是重要的纪念，要记得，这个世界是短暂的。我们把全部的生命、时间、才能、everything投入进去这个世界，有什么用？
What's the use of investing all our strength, all our life, all our resources on something that is going to fade away?
终有一天不在，也拿不去的。
Oh, so in this world, in this present form, is going away.
So, 所以重点是在这里。
有妻者的呢, those who have wives should live as if they had none. Don't make your wife number one, make Jesus number one. And then you will actually love your wife more.
如果主耶稣基督是第一呢，你的妻子不是第一，其实你会更爱你的妻子，因为我们自己不够力量爱我们的对象，不够，除非主耶稣给我们。我承认自己，我知道，但是我越爱主耶稣，我越跟主耶稣亲近，我的太太会更快乐，我会对她好一点。Those
who mourn as if they did not. 有哭的，不要哭的，好像没有救，好像切松利家给我们说，伤心的人在基督徒的伤心跟还没有信主的人的伤心不一样，有差别。你知道，婚姻是暂时的
，marriage is momentary.
Why do I say that? 为什么这样说？ 因为圣经很清楚说，在天上没有婚姻。 Because the Bible very clearly says there is no marriage in heaven. Marriage is only on earth.
婚姻只是在地上。去到天的时候，每一个人都是弟兄姐妹。
We are all brothers and sisters in heaven. It is not something to disappoint us.
这个不是给我们失望，好像哦，现在我在天上没有伴，不是这个意思。但是意思就是说，因为天上没有。
地上的是暂时，不要把它放在第一，不要把它放在神的面前。
How many times do we put our marriages, our children, our spouse in front of Jesus?
多少时间我们把很多事情放在耶稣的前面？所以我们来教会有时候很辛苦。
Sometimes it's so hard to sit through a message on Sunday because we have so many things that are more important to us than church.
这个是很自然。很多时候我们有别的事情比教会更重要。
很多时候我以前在教会里面坐在听讲道的时候，我是想散会之后我要做什么。
Many times when I used to be in the congregation and listening to the pastor preach, I'm thinking, what shall I go? Where shall I go for lunch? Shall I go to Meat Fresh? Shall I go to a Kung Fu Tea? Or what do I want to do this afternoon?
我在想我要做什么的，因为我的心人在心不在。 因为神不是这么重要，只是面对面对，给他一个祝福，我来为了好像 do him a big favor, just make him happy. I just sit here for a couple hours once a week. 所以不是这个意思嘛？我们真正的不是为了主耶稣祝福，我们能够得到什么？所以要买的东西可以买，圣经没有说不能享受，但是不要买了之后被那个事情控制你。The Bible says we cannot enjoy. God way back in Genesis said that He created the world for us. 上帝讲得很清楚，在创世纪说世界创造是为我们的益处的。那些树，那些籽，那些动物都是为我们喂养我们的。Everything that God made was for our benefit. It's not that we cannot enjoy, but when we worship the things, 当我们敬拜那些神给我们享受的呢，就变成错了。So, 哭的人也不需要哭得这么辛苦。所以有一个牧师说 ,Even when you vote, pretend that you are not voting. 什么意思？他说你去投票的时候当成不是投票。什么意思？投票就是投票。他的意思是说你不要伤心如果你投票那个人没有得到选上。Do not be sad if the one that you voted for didn't get elected. Do not be so happy if the one you elected became president. 不要这么快乐如果你投票的人成为总统或者成为，因为这个是短暂的。All this is temporary. No one can save the world except Jesus. No matter who is king, who is president, nothing that much will change. 不管是谁做总统，谁做王，世界不会改变太多的。你可以快乐，你可以竞选基督徒，你可以做那些你应该做的，也需要去投票，但是你不能靠它来改变世界。You cannot rely on a person to change our world. No one can do that except Jesus.Most of all, they cannot change our hearts. 那个人不能改变我们的心里面。他也许可以做一些好一点的政治，好一点的政府。He may do some better politics, better government, but can he change the human heart? 他能够改变心吗？ Who can change the human heart? Jesus. 只有主耶稣可以改变我们的心。最后的礼拜天真正是一个福音的礼拜天。The last Sunday really should be a seeker.Service, so that those who have not committed will know that we worship a Savior who is real and alive. 我希望还没有信主的人来到第四个礼拜或者第五个最后的礼拜，知道这个福音是为非基督徒跟基督徒也需要在听的。The gospel message is not only for the non-believer; it's also for the Christian who's asleep. 也是为那个睡着的基督徒的，不知不觉的就是离开神。Without knowing it, we depart from God. We go our own way. We are not much better than someone who has never heard of Jesus Christ. 我们不会比那些还没有听过主耶稣的人好得多少。你知道，人需要人的关系，是因为人需要跟神有关系。People need connection to people so much because that's the way God made us. Our primary relationship is supposed to be with Jesus Christ. 我们最主要的这个关系是应该跟主耶稣基督。你看这个 picture， 你会觉得很奇妙。This is a picture of a five-month-old fetus， 这个五个月的一个孩。婴孩在母亲的肚子里面还没有拿出来有病，那个医生要开刀，还接触在母亲的 womb 里面。 This baby was still in the mother's womb but needed surgery, so the whole baby was not taken out of the mother but just removed partially to do surgery. 他们拿出来没有完全分开，但是他拿出来的时候那个 baby 五个月，他的用的手抓住那个开刀的人的手。That means it has sense. It knows that there is a human presence. It held onto the finger of the surgeon and would not let go. 这个照片在 USA Today 很多年前我看见。This picture was in USA Today many years ago, and the story is that we all need connection, and that we need the connection based on our need for God.我们需要这个关系是因为我们跟神有这个需要，所以那个会 transfer 到我们人生的。 So the need for our connection with Jesus and with God translates into our daily lives with people. But people are a poor shadow of what we can have with Jesus. 但是人所给我们的只是一个影子，不像我们可以跟耶稣基督所有的。 So I said this, I was thinking how shall I explain this, and I came up with this. 我想到怎么样来解释这个呢？我就说，我们常常呢只是看外面，看外面看到一个地步，我们里面枯干了、饿死了都不知道。So I thought of how shall I explain this? We become so focused on the outside that our inside is starving and we don't even know it. 里面肚子饿的还不知道。We don't know that we are hungry for something. So we grab for everything. I grab for drugs, I grab for money, I grab for whatever I can get hold of. 因为我里面空虚，我就抓，我抓钱，抓女朋友，抓任何的，抓地位在公司，因为我里面空虚，我需要的不是那一些。What I needed was not those things, but I was looking at the outside. So I could only hold on to what I can see outside, but the inside was a shell. 里面是空的。这个是从 Google 的翻译，我知道是不是翻译的乱七八糟，但是我已经解释了，我们不要只是看外面的，里面的比外面的更重要。上帝这样说的，我们应该知道这个。如果你外面有了一切，你里面是空虚，你会很难过。 You'll be miserable because the more you have, the more empty you feel inside. 你外面更多，里面会觉得更空。如果你外面都没有，你可能就会感觉到里面没有。 If you are already poor on the outside, you may not care so much about what's inside. But when you have so much outside, you will sense that emptiness inside even more.你外面更多的时候，你里面会更空虚。Why do I say that? 为什么这样说？因为很多成功的人是自杀的。A lot of people who are successful kill themselves. Why? Because they always thought Robin Williams killed himself. Robin Williams is very successful. 这个很有名的 Robin Williams, 他是非常成功。为什么他有抑郁症自杀？因为他所达到的是最高潮的，但是里面还是空。Because when he reached the top, he found out that it didn't help the inside. Christians should know when you reach the top, it will not fill you up inside. 你得到最高的时候呢，你只是会要更多。You will only want more. As I've said so many times before, I think it's interesting. 我讲过这么多次，我觉得很有趣。A person does not feel rich or poor depending on how much he has.一个人不会感觉到自己是富有或者贫穷，按照他有多少钱在银行。It is based on how much your neighbor has. 是按照你的邻居有多少。When your neighbor has more than you, you feel poor. 你的邻居有多过你，你就觉得你贫穷。Always comparing. 这是比较，里面空虚的人就一直在比较。So,This is a very famous psychological experiment. 这个是一个很有名的在心理学的一个试验哈。Harlow 是这个psychologist. Harry Harlow 他是做这个试验，他把那些猴子放在一个有布的很舒服的温暖的一个假的猴子，跟一个用铁网的猴子，但是这个猴子呢，假的呢就没有奶，这个就有奶。他一天到晚都抱着这个，抱到非常非常饿的时候才伸手过去喝一点奶，又跑回去。Harlow's monkeys really showed the need for attachment and connection. This is a well, every psychology student knows this experiment. 每一个读心理学的都会读过这个，代表什么呢？猴子跟人同样的地方就是需要母亲，需要母爱。We need love more than we need food.多过我们需要食物，他饿到死的时候才去喝一等，就跳回去一直抱住这个。你看着他好像蛮饿的样子哦，吃饱了没有？没有吃饱，很饿。He looks hungry because he's hanging on to the soft monkey, thinking that's the mother instead of going to the one that has food. So the love is more important than the food. 这个爱比食物更重要。这个是上帝的创造。This is God's creation.God created us for relationship. 神创造我们是为了有好的关系，跟他就能够跟人有好的关系。多少的破碎的关系，因为我们跟神没有接近。How many broken relationships are due to the fact that we have not formed a solid relationship with Jesus Christ? 你们想一想就知道了。如果在家里面或者在办公室，如果你真正的有耶稣基督在心里面，你会跟别人过得更好。 if we truly have Jesus Christ in our hearts, we will get along better with more people. Not everyone. It's impossible to get along with everyone, but we will not be angry so easily.
很难跟每一个人都同样的这个好的亲戚的关系，亲密的关系，但是最少我们会多多的多了，如果跟主耶稣有这个亲密的关系。
So those who use the things of the world, do not be engrossed in them.
不要把世界的事情放在这么大这么重要，这个是我们需要学习的。最后我要跟大家分享这句话，我希望我这样形容你们会明白。
If the world disappoints us, it is because we were made for heaven.
很多人讲过这种话，我自己这样说，如果你常常觉得世界给你很失望，你要记得世界不是我们永远的家，我们是被一个神创造，是为了永恒的创造。
God made us for eternity. God didn't make us to live in this world happily ever after. God made us so that we look forward to something better.
神创造我们，让我们知道有一个更好的世界。
It will be a better world because the Bible says new heavens and new earth.
新天堂新地全部改变，变成新的，变成 shalom， 那个就是那个犹太人的字 shalom 的意思。
broken become unbroken，
破碎的变成不破碎，变成完整，这个就是 shalom 的意思。所以主耶稣说，我不是带地上的那种和平，我是带给你们心里面的和平。
主耶稣讲这句话要我们提醒，要记得，如果我们抓错我们思想的定义的和平呢，我们会很挫折。但是我如果明白什么叫做上帝给我们的和平呢，我们就真正有福了。
If we hold on to the wrong kind of peace, we will only be disappointed. But if we know the kind of peace that Jesus meant, we will be satisfied. Let us pray. 我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for the wisdom that is in your word.
天父，我们为你的智慧在圣经里面来感谢你。
We know that your word sometimes seem difficult to understand.
有时候你的话会难明白。
And sometimes even though we understand, we do not want to accept.
有时候我们明白之后，但是不太愿意接受。
Because we always feel that we know better.
我们常常都以为我们知道更多。
Because you gave us our minds,
因为你给我们思想。
You want us to use our minds and our hearts,
你要我们用我们的思想跟我们的心。
But when we depend on our limited resources,
但是当我们信靠我们自己有限的这些 resource, 我们就走错了。
We will go wrong.
我们会失望， we will be disappointed.
Father, we pray that you will renew our spirits.
亲爱的天父，求你重新的给我们一个新的生命，一个新的力量。
Renew us so that we know to come to the source.
让我们知道来到我们的源头，来得到这个真正的平安。
To come for the real peace that the world cannot take away.
得到这个平安，世界不能夺去的，是有稳定的。
It's a firm and a sure foundation.
我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。